plus I'll tell you a story. So I'm wearing my Harvard t-shirt today. Why wouldn't anyone do that? I bought it semi-in jest and somewhat as a tourist, also as a memory, and pretty much just for fun. And today was one of those rare days where it was some kind of spontaneous gathering festival thing in one of the parks over here, about 800 people. And not everybody was grumpy and cold and selfish as most people seem to have become more than ever and more persistent than ever. I don't recall it being like this, at least not a couple of years ago. Friends and acquaintances, and especially the friends of friends that I kept meeting, were asking, "So, dude, the shirt, did you go?" And not being an Ivy League graduate or anything the like, it's not an interesting story. I should tell you something interesting. But it was nice. I was in Boston for a graphics conference in, some year. So just one of those days, I went up to Harvard, browsed around the campus. I think I went to the library as well, without library card. Or did I not get in? I can't remember. I went through a whole bunch of places. One of them totally looked like a Harry Potter dining hall. That was surprising, especially for adults, or so-called adults. But the best part at that... I'm recording this in a different program, but the audio dialogue box is off and looks like it's recording too. This is confusing. Oh, it's just the microphone indicator. Sorry. Super distracting. At this conference, it was a gathering of 19 to 25,000 people. And 2 weeks before, I had written a guy who had a... a project over there, a company over there. They were making some interesting display hardware. And I wrote him and then didn't hear back. And as coincidence would have wanted it, walking across a bridge that was connecting some of the halls, like you were walking high above everything, all of a sudden... I saw that guy. I recognized him. We were literally crossing paths. And asked him, "Wait, are you?" His name. And he said, "Law." And he eventually asked, "Wait, are you the guy who wrote me that mail?" That was very unusual and awesome. And about a day later, there was a guy from BP. Yes, I know, the oil company. Who invited me to go there with him. He was friendly enough to pay for a $120, $200 cab ride. And we got to see this amazing device that they built. It's a volumetric display. And they basically built something inside a sphere about, I'm so bad with inches. Let's see. No, but I should know. Let's say, 15, 20 inches plastic or glass sphere. And inside, you had a display that, without glasses, without any special trickery around you, all by itself, and for however many people are standing around it, would display complete 3D graphics inside. You could see it in all those spaceship sci-fi movies. It just was real. And it was interesting. We got to see some X-rays and played some simple games. For the BB guy, they had some oil things that they displayed. And it was super kind, super interesting, super nice, and very pleasant, smart. Had a few shortcomings as well. In the meantime, apparently, the company went out of business, as seems to be the case sometimes with things that come from the future, go into the past, and it's nobody has ever seen them. But there's often graspable futures that are just, falling by the sideways.
Now I feel like correcting myself, like you, on what you said. Well, so that's my little story. Tiny bit. That's just a story. So, until further ado, we'll meet on different and distributed platforms. But why not another group?